it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Oh, man, what a day to beat the Yankees. What a day. Game one against the Yankees coming up. Yep, it's 82 degrees as we speak. Nice to have you aboard. Buck Showalter and Rock Kubatko and the manager's report right after this.
Rock Kubatko here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Today's manager's report. Big win yesterday, Buck. We'll talk first starting pitching, Chris Tillman. I know each time you're looking for progress. Was that lacking yesterday? What did you see with him?
No, I'm looking for to give us a chance to win, especially this time of year. You know, you're looking short-term now, and Chris didn't implode. He made a bad pitch to Donaldson. Donaldson swinging the bat well. I'm glad we're going to pass him off somebody else. He's starting to heat up. Of course, we get to see him again around the corner. But, you know, Chris understands what's at stake here. And, you know, the rules in September allow you to do things that you don't do during a regular season. And, you know, he understands what's going on. Unlike some other people that might take it personal, Chris, he wants to do what's best for the Orioles.
Mark Trumbo with a big walk-off hit. And I know he was upset a couple at-bats previously in the game, and he comes through. Is it twice Chris Davis was walked intentionally in front of him? Is that the classic pick your poison as a manager because you're walking a guy who's led the majors in home runs to face a guy who's led the majors in home runs?
Exactly. You know, we're faced with those decisions. You know, if I could bring a fan in the dugout for yesterday's game and let them be exposed to the 35 to 40 50-50 decisions you make over a game, whether it's to run 3-2 count, not run 3-2, hold the runner, not hold it. There's just so many variables there, and those one of those things that there's not a right or wrong, and because we're assuming that it would have been better off to pitch to somebody else. And I don't know. It's a what-have-you-done-from-the-lately world, and we're all glad we're in it.
Rock Kubatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Today's manager's report. Buck, the Yankees in town. They played last night at home. Travel here. The game was moved back a half hour to give them a little more rest. Everybody's got their tale of woe when it comes to travel. You've certainly been on the other end of that. As a manager who's been on that other side, what kind of challenges does a travel day like that present? I know it wasn't a great distance, but it's still getting in late and then having the day game, and you've gone through that a lot.
So let me get this right. We're on a Baltimore Oriole pregame manager show, and we're giving sympathy to the New York Yankees.
No sympathy. You've been there. I'm just wondering what kind of challenge that presents.
It is. It's, I think, you know, many times we've walked in this locker room at 4 o'clock in the morning or the sun's just coming up, and but nobody wants to hear about it. There's people out there working 9 to 5, 7, 5, 6 days a week, and we get 3 or 4 months off. I mean, I just find it hard to present. You know, the schedule is what it is. The travel is what it is. We're playing games at certain times to make it more convenient for fans and make it more easier for people to come to the ballpark. And you know, it does get a little impersonal sometime as far as where we are in the whole you know, food chain, and that's okay. But as a coach and manager, you know, you're very lucky to do this. And if we start a game at a certain time so that the people that pay our salaries and allow us to do this are more convenient, then, you know, suck it up.
There's been so much focus on, well, the second wild card, you're a game and a half back of the Twins, but I believe it's 3.5 back of the Yankees for the first wild card, which also makes this series so big, and maybe 7 out of first place. Does this team look at that and say, why we're not focused on a second wild card in a road game? You guys are still thinking we can do better than that and be home.
Well, have the Red Sox clinched the division yet?
No.
I don't think so. So that's where our focus is. And believe me, many times I've said September's an eternity. It's so hard to finish off a good season and to close it out. So, you know, we've got our – crazier things have happened. I wouldn't sell us short.
You're seeing Jordan Montgomery again. I'm thinking it's about 20 times this year. You guys have now faced him. What do we need to know about him? Obviously, you've seen him quite a bit.
Well, it's kind of like Estrada. You know, they with Toronto, our guys did a great job against him. And, you know, he's pitched real well against us. They made sure that he faced us, moved some things around. And, you know, our guys, I'm sure, if he's pitching like he gets the ball in places consistently that he needs to get them. You know, there's no secrets, Rock, about our clubs, their clubs. You know where you pitch everybody and what guys are going to do. If you get it where you're supposed to get it, you'll get your share of outs. And he gets it there a lot against us.
Buck, finally, you've got two of your affiliates, Bowie and Frederick. They're going to be in the playoffs. We've talked a lot about Bowie, but what about Frederick getting in with all the players, really big-name guys, key guys that have moved up to Bowie, which you want to see. You want to see that kind of development. But the fact that team is still able to play in the postseason.
Well, Keith Bodie and his staff have done a great job there, not only winning games, getting in the playoffs, but developing players. And you look at, you know, he lost Austin Hayes. You know, he lost Mountcastle. They've moved a lot of guys out of there, and that's what his job is, and he's proud of that. And probably three or four other guys, but people have made progress. And I know the people of Frederick and our organization are lucky to have that coaching staff.
Thank you, Buck. Let's take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
Orioles Yankees game one coming up. Manny Machado, the American League Player of the Month in the month of August, he will visit with Mike Bordick when we continue with the warm-up show right after this.
Mike Bordick here alongside Joe Angel. Earlier today, I had the pleasure of interviewing Manny Machado, just named American League Player of the Month. Fun interview, and he'll be up next on the Orioles Radio Network.
Okay, Mike Bordick here, and today visiting with Manny Machado, American League Player of the Month for the month of August. Second time you've won that award, Manny. Congratulations.
Thank you, Bordick.
Yeah, awesome numbers, and you really started locking in, you know, beginning of July. Anything you can specifically put your finger on about the incredible change?
Just staying with our routine. Continue to do it every day, day in, day out. Don't get off of it. The days I get off of it are the days I don't feel good at the plate. So, you know, try to work as much as I can with Cooley, with, you know, trying to stay with my approach, trying to stay with my routine in the cage, you know, trying to keep the same swing path on point, you know, just so I can be able to, you know, drive the ball to all sides of the field.
Yeah, it seems like you've locked in there. Very consistent here. But I got to talk to you about or ask you mentally. You've hit the ball harder this year than I've ever seen you hit it, and more outs right at people. I mean, it seems like every night you hit a line drive at somebody. How do you overcome that mentally?
I mean, it's frustrating. I mean, don't get me wrong, it is. It's very frustrating, but it's part of the game. I mean, like they say, we always joke around, you know, in the clubhouse saying, you know, hit them where they ain't, you know, or hit them where the grass don't grow. And it's just something that it gets frustrating at points, but you just kind of just overcome it and, you know that, you know, it was a good swing at the end of the day. You know, I mean, the results weren't there, but, you know, you gotta keep fighting and not let that ruin the rest of, affect you for the rest of the game.
So, so you tie that in kind of with your routine, right? Because you can't do anything different, right?
No, change. I mean, there was nothing wrong with the swing. I mean, that's how I see it. Okay, I'm out, I'm pissed. Coming to the dugout, I sit down, you know, I'm like, all right, cool. You try to find, damn, what should I have done wrong? Should I have pulled that ball? Should I have, you know, hit a little deep? You know, then you go watch the video, and it's you know, everything was so perfect. So, you know, and at that point, you just kind of, all right, cool. You know, I mean, it was a good swing. Let's try to repeat it again. Hopefully we get a different result. And, you know, majority of the time, you will.
Do you think that's just from experience now at the major league level? Have you always had that? Or, you know, what is this, the sixth year of the major leagues, and you've done so much, obviously, at a young age. Is it more experience?
I mean, it helps. It does help, obviously. The older I get, the more I play up here, you know, it gets not easier, but it's you know what to overcome and what to look for. But obviously this year has been an up-and-down season for me. I know I've learned a lot for the first couple months of it. And I think it's helped me now towards the end of, you know, not worrying about, you know, how hard I hit the ball or right at people or if I don't get a hit today. You know, as long as I get quality at bats, I mean, that's all that matters. Especially at this point in baseball, you know, I mean, this is you're playing for playoff contending. You know, we want to make the playoffs. We want to, you know, try to get a ring on our fingers. And, you know, you got to put everything aside and try to play for the team. You know, if you got to get a guy over, you know, you go up there with a game plan. You know, all right, I'm going to get that guy over to third base. You know, I'm going to hit something. I'm going to look for something out over the plate, away, you know, to hit to right field and, you know, get that guy over in whatever way so that the next guy could come in. Hey, sometimes we drive him in ourselves and, you know, we switch places with him. But I think it's mostly just staying with our approach, you know, full on.
Well, it's been very consistent. I mean, this Oriole offense has been so explosive, and I think you're obviously a big part of that. But so many things have really started to fall into place for this team. The offense has been clicking, the rotation. But defensively, it just seems like you've taken it to another level. You know, you've already won a Platinum Glove, but this season you've done things that we haven't seen. And I got to believe that obviously your experience, but there has to be something to do with strength too, and to maintain that strength through the course of a long season.
100%. You know, I feel powerful every day going out there. I'm able to, you know, get to a lot more balls that I will at this point be tired in the season. You know, I'll be diving for it instead of, you know, getting to it in the air. And you know, it's just part of you know, staying with this thing with I know you talk about it and Bobby talks about it all the time, is, you know, great players always, you know, they stay in the pitch every inning. You know, they don't take pitches off. We don't take pitches off. You know, I never really got it. I mean, it's you know, it's a little boring over at third base. You know, you're not really in a lot of the action, but when you go out there and you just focus on the pitches, especially if Variety's hitting, you know, there's a 95% chance you're gonna get a ground ball hit towards you, or a roller or a bun, or, you know, something might happen. So you got to be ready for that at the end of the day. And this year I've been focusing on that, you know, mentally.
Yeah, much more consistent it seems, but just athletically, I mean, your positioning, able to set up on the backside, and sometimes not. I mean, almost elastic looking. So maintaining the flexibility. Do you do a lot of that strength training and flexibility work?
Yeah, I stay on it. I stay on it always. I stay in the weight room with Rio after games. I'm in there, you know, working out and trying to keep that strength up. And, you know, before games, I try to get loose. I do a lot of band works, get activated with my hips and, you know, my groins, and you know, get my body going a little bit. And then right before the game, I go in there and stretch out before I go out there and start hitting.
So you get your body's right there. It seems like your mind's right, more consistent with the focus on the field. And it seems like the spirit's high too. You know, this team, you've kind of single-handedly lifted this offense up and put this team into playoff contention.
You know, that's what we're trying to do. You know, we have a great team here. Everybody wants it. You know, and I think that's been the biggest key. You know, with Dan bringing in, you know, Helixson and Tim, Santander when they came up. You know, I mean, that boosts the team. You know, and everyone in here, obviously, we wanted it, and we always wanted. And you know, I think we want it more than ever this year. And from with everything that's happened, you know, we've had a down year, and you know, now is when we're sticking together, and we're just gonna go out there and grind every day. I mean, we've been grinding the last 2 weeks. You know, extra inning games, or, you know, one more losses, or, you know, we're down by a lot and we come back and we almost get it, or, you know, we're up ahead and they come back and we still come back and we try to win it. I mean, we're out there grinding every day. We're trying to fight through it, you know, every last out. I mean, at the end of the year, we might be a little tired, but, you know, we know that we're giving it all every day.
Well, it's obvious about that, and it's been so much fun to watch. It's been a special year, and obviously excited to watch you and this team down the stretch. Thanks for your time, Manny.
Thank you, Bordy.
All right, hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel, Mike Bordick back at Oriole Park at Camden Yards in the loss column on Labor Day 2017. The Yankees win this one by a score of 7-4. I'll tell you what, Bordy, Dylan Bundy, the way he started today and the way he pitched his last game, when he had the complete game one-hit shutout in a 12-strikeout game, with that command and that kind of stuff, and he had a 3-0 lead here today. And the way he started, he did not give up a hit in the first three innings. And then all of a sudden, a 37-pitch fourth inning, and that was it.
Yeah, you know, I thought he looked great. Yeah. First three innings, command of everything. He was mixing up his pitches. And a little seeing eye single by Castro to lead off that fourth inning. And one mistake he made, really, to Gregorius. The cutter that didn't get in there underneath the hands, it stayed over the plate. And Gregorius hit that two-run shot in the fourth to really start things going. Scared him out of the strike zone. A couple walks later, next thing you know, Bundy, pitch count getting elevated and really sent him reeling, you know. And then the early exit in the fifth inning.
And, of course, you look at the game overall, Bordy. Oriole pitching staff today, they walked 10 men.
Yeah, that hurts. And that hurts on every side of the baseball. Defense gets on their heels, and it slows the offense down a little bit. And the team just really couldn't overcome it. I mean, 10 walks, that's just way too many to make this postseason push.
Well, yeah, Bundy got off to a sizzling start. He got Gardner on a ground out. He struck out Headley. And then he got two strikes on Starling Castro. And now the 2-2 to Castro. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball. Bundy a 1-2-3 and a couple of strikeouts to get his game started.
Boy, looking good and has continued to impress here through the month of August and now into September.
And there you go. Then Beckham came up to lead off in the bottom of the first inning. 3-1 to Beckham. Here it comes. Fly ball, deep right field. Backing up is the Judge. Backing up. Looking behind him. Wait, that baby. Bye-bye. It got out, a rocket, into the seats in right center. Tim Beckham, his 19th home run, and the Orioles are off to a good start on Labor Day. It's a 1-0 lead. And Tim Beckham with his third leadoff home run as an Oriole. So at that point, the way Bundy pitched in the first inning, things were looking real good. Well, they looked even better in the bottom of the second inning. Trumbo was on base on an error. And then Chris Davis came up to hit. And now Montgomery with a 1-1 pitch on the way. Davis sends a fly ball left field. Backing up Gardner. Backing up at the back of the warning track. He's going to jump up. The ball hit the glove and gets out. Wait, bye-bye. The big fella with the outfield assisted home run, it looked like. And with Trumbo on base, it's a 2-run homer. And it's a 3-0 Oriole lead. There you go, Davis with that home run. And, yeah, it looked real good early. Bundy with a hitless second inning, and then he came up with a hitless third. But then with that 3-0 lead came the fourth inning. Castro, a leadoff single, and then Gregorius came up to hit, and that's when the Yankee offense got started. And the 1-2 pitch. Fly ball, deep right field, heading for the scoreboard, and that ball bounces off the slope. It's a home run. It's gone. It hit above the scoreboard. It came back in play. That's a 2-run home run to make it 3-2 Orioles in the fourth inning. Just like that, it's a 1-run game. Gregorius with his 20th home run. And then Judge came up and Bundy walked him. And then Bird, a fly ball out. But then Frazier came up and Bundy walked him. So now Ellsbury came up, and that's when the Yankees got even. Right now, Bundy trying to make a pitch for the count 3-2. And he delivers. Ellsbury, ground ball, right side, scope, lunging, cannot get to it. That's a base hit. Here comes Judge. He's going to score. And the ball back into second base. Ellsbury bounces it through the infield, and this game is tied in the fourth inning. Yeah, so Bundy in that fourth inning, 37 pitches, and had to face nine batters. And eventually in the fifth inning, Headley, a leadoff single against Bundy, and then Castro came up to hit again. Castro hits it to deep left. This ball is way back there. It is gone. That is a 2-run home run. Castro, first pitch. 5-3 Yankees in the fifth inning. It really was never a game after that. The Yankees never relinquished that lead. In fact, they padded the lead in the sixth inning. And then a walk to Frazier to get the inning started. And then there was a walk to Ellsbury. And then there was a sacrifice bunt. And then on a ground out, they took another run. And then there was another base on balls. Another pitching change. And again, Castro was the Yankee up there to hit. Castro, today 2-for-3, and the pitch. Line drive, right center. That's a base hit. Ellsbury turning third. He's going to score. The ball back into second base. Yankees ahead 7-3 as Castro knocks in a run with a two-out single. And it remained 7-3, Yankees in command, till the bottom of the eighth inning. Two out and no one on. It brought up Wellington Castillo. Yeah, Beef has been beefing it lately, and boy, he beefed again. As a drive out to deep right center. Ellsbury way back there. Hey, bye-bye. Castillo has homered again. Wow. He has gone long ball happy. Castillo, his 19th home run. My goodness. That's a career high. Castillo now with 7 home runs in his last 11 starts. That made the final 7-4. Smith came off the bench to pinch hit, and that's when the game ended. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt. Smith goes right through it. The strikeout ends the game, and the Orioles here today on Labor Day. It became a laborious kind of a day. They wind up in the loss column as they lose the first of three to the Yankees. And in a moment, Mike Bordick will continue our postgame show right after this.
Well, let's go downstairs for Buck's postgame comments.
Any sense of why Dylan kind of just kind of spun out of control a little bit?
I just command got away from him. He wasn't the only one. We walked 9 people, 1-10 counting intentional. But just one of those days that thought, you know, it's the first couple of innings. It's okay. Just couldn't find his command. That guy, I don't care who you're facing. You know, they're a pretty patient team. When they see that, you know, teams kind of, whether it's them or somebody else, they see you're having a little trouble commanding the ball, then they get real patient.
Did you get the, just because he was coming off of 116 pitches in his last time, and I know he had an extra day, but did you sense that he was tired at all?
Or? No, his stuff was crisp. I mean, good stuff. I don't think, no. Obviously, it's not a topic conversation with him when he comes out of the game, but no, he's all along with the communication. He feels really good. So, you know, once in a while, you got to give credit to them, and you got to give credit to the fact that he just couldn't, not credit, but reasons. We're all looking for reasons why, but it's not like, and he's had some issues like all pitchers do, but he wasn't the only one today. We had trouble commanding the baseball, period.
Spoiled from it, but I mean, I know you don't want to say you're necessarily spoiled from it, but I mean, his last 5 starts, he's gone at least 6 or more innings. Your bullpen's been, you know, obviously you had to use him a lot because of the extra inning games and stuff. Is it tough to see him not go further? I mean,
it's that time of year. I mean, there's so many things that happen this time of year. You know, they don't make the moves they made in July and June. You know, they got all those bullets down there. They got 12 people down there if you count Garcia. I mean, you're able to do that. We couldn't today because I had like 3 or 4 guys that wasn't going to use today. So, but we had to do that to win a previous game. And, you know, everything is, you know, effect, counter effect. So I thought Gabriel threw the ball well. That was good to see. And but, you know, they've got all those. And it's another byproduct of them having a well-pitched game yesterday and us having – it's just all – it all affect, counter effect. It's just it's part of the game. But, you know, they're able to do some of the things, you know, differently if you're rested enough, which, you know, obviously they were.
Well, I mean, both Dylan and Miguel Castro have kind of spoiled you for the last – in the second half, right? I mean
– Oh, they pitched really well, and will again. Wasn't a day for him. You know, obviously, the ball was flying out of here. You knew that was going to happen before the game started, but, you know, we had a shot there in the 8th, 1st and 2nd, nobody out, and 2-0 count on John, and then, you know, Robertson did what he's been doing for a long time. You know, came back and got 3 big outs. You know, that time of the day, it's so hard to recognize spin on a breaking ball, and that's a big thing. You can see the shadow of the ball, but you can't recognize spin, so. You could tell, too, that, you know, Green challenged. He's got a good arm, too. I mean, they've got, 4, 5, 6 guys with 2 early CRAs down there. It's a good bullpen. I'd go to it, too, if I had 12 of them down there rested, you know.
On another subject, did you get the news you wanted from J.J. today, or do you have to wait until tomorrow to see how he's?
Let's see how he recovers from the work today, but I'm hoping that his activation is imminent. You know, how you define that, we'll be able to define that tomorrow when we talk to him. First time we've been playing day game. You know, it's tomorrow will be the first time you have a little longer turnaround from today till tomorrow. So I think we'll have a pretty good idea of what we're dealing with. I hope we're in a position to activate him tomorrow. We'd like to get some other pieces up here, but kind of looking right now. Good? Okay, thanks.
Well, Buck Showalter in his post-game comments, those pitchers 10 walks this afternoon certainly didn't help in the 7-4 loss. 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 7-4 lo